Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 11th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Twitter Vice President of Trust and Safety Del Harvey announced the site will develop a new policy about so-called deepfake videos and other altered media meant to mislead users, asking for user input. In a survey, users can answer multiple choice questions about how Twitter should handle altered videos and photos, from Twitter removing the posts to flagging them as altered or doing nothing. Users have until November 27th to answer the survey, with the new policy taking effect 30 days after it is announced. Amazon confirmed to CNET it plans to open a new grocery store in Woodland Hills, California in 2020, using a separate brand from its Whole Foods stores. In a job posting for the store, it is described as Amazon's first grocery store, although the actual brand name is unknown and any additional locations are unannounced. The company confirmed that the location won't use Amazon Go and feature traditional checkout lines. Last month, the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon plans to open additional stores in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Philadelphia. U.S. Representative Bobby Rush, chair of the Consumer Protection Subcommittee, wrote a letter to Comcast CEO Brian Roberts saying, "It is my belief that the Comcast Corporation needs to be broken up." A discrimination lawsuit against Comcast, brought by entertainment studios Byron Allen, will appear before the U.S. Supreme Court November 13th. Allen accuses Comcast of discrimination in its decision not to carry entertainment studios' cable television networks. Representative Rush supported Comcast's acquisition of NBC Universal in 2009. The Information reports that, according to sources, Apple currently plans to release an AR glasses product in 2022. Apple will reportedly initially release a larger Oculus Quest-sized VR headset that will not need to be tethered and use cameras on the headset to deliver AR effects, similar to existing AR on iOS devices. This would be followed by a smaller set of AR glasses meant to be worn all day, currently codenamed the N421. Back in October, Apple Whisperer and analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported that sources indicated a 2020 launch for Apple's AR headset. Tencent has enabled the ability to link a WeChat Pay account to international bank cards from Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover Global Network, and JCB. Previously, a user needed a Chinese bank account to use WeChat Pay, which is the dominant way of exchanging money in China. The move hopes to tap into foreign workers and tourists. Bloomberg obtained a copy of the contract sent to creators receiving money to produce content for Instagram's IGTV, which states that creators must not include content about social issues, elections, or politics. According to sources, these payments are smaller than the programs from Facebook Watch and YouTube, with the policy of only paying for production costs, with the biggest deals at over $250,000 for more than 20 posts. According to a Facebook spokesperson, "We believe there's a fundamental difference between allowing political and issue-based content on our platform and funding it ourselves." Bloomberg notes that Facebook Watch currently includes paid partnerships with news organizations that discuss political topics. The Canadian enterprise information management company OpenText announced plans to acquire the cloud backup provider Carbonite in a deal worth $1.42 billion. The announcement coincided with Carbonite's Q3 earnings report, which saw the company post a $14 million net loss in the quarter, down from a net income of $600,000 the year before. OpenText has not stated how Carbonite's portfolio will be integrated into its existing offerings. NASA showed a public preview of the X-57 Maxwell, its first all-electric aircraft and the first crewed X-plane design in 20 years. In development since 2015, the X-57 is adapted from a Technam P-2006T twin-engine propeller plane and will use 14 electric motors powered by specially designed lithium-ion batteries. The plane will use 6 lift props on the leading edge of each wing, with 2 larger cruise props on the edge of the wings. The lift props will activate for takeoff and landing and retract while in flight. The X-57 was developed as a short-haul commuter plane with the aim of improving standards for that commercial manufacturers can adapt for government certification. NASA hopes to begin test flights in late 2020. According to GitHub's annual Octaverse report, the code repository now receives more than 80% of code contributions from outside the U.S., a new high. GitHub has had a majority of code contributions from outside the U.S. since 2014. Contributions from Africa grew 40%, the largest growth in any continent, with the most overall contributions coming from Asia. The site saw 44 million code repositories created in the past year, after surpassing 100 million total repositories in November 2018. JavaScript remained the most used programming language, with Python beating out Java for the number 2 spot for the first time. Microsoft's Visual Studio Code, Azure Docs, and Google's user interface toolkit Flutter were the top open source projects and total contributors on GitHub. And finally, Netflix announced it will no longer support some older TVs and Rokus starting December 1st. If you have a Samsung TV from 2010 or 2011, a Vizio TV that is 4 years old or older, or one of the following Rokus, Roku 2050X, Roku 2100X, Roku 2000C, Roku HD Player, Roku SD Player, Roku XR Player, and Roku XD Player, you may need to upgrade. This is becoming a more frequent occurrence, with Hulu recently dropping support for LG TVs made before 2014. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.